And a great big Arizona good morning to you all. You know what that sound is. That is the Rooster Crow and the Black Dunkin' Donuts coffee that you know means it's time for Rosie on the House. Even the news team relies on Dunkin' Donuts. If you were listening to our flagship earlier this morning, I understand Gail Bass made a call out to Rosie. Please bring donuts this morning. We need our donuts. We need our donuts.
I see Bob's out there eating them.
Rosie has got the newsroom here spoiled. It's Rosie on the House. And as always, we start off in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery talking today. Something that is going to be a precious commodity here very shortly. Shade.
Yeah, there you go. Well, this coming Friday, I guess it'd be next Friday because it's next week technically, isn't it? Is Arbor Day in Arizona. You know, Arbor Day has a lot of different dates around the country depending on your state and when the best time to plant, that sort of thing is. So Arbor Day, in fact, Arizona used to have two different days for Arbor Day, one for northern Arizona and one for southern Arizona. We finally compromised. It does, but it's hard to
coordinate
an event and promote it. So they kind of compromised, and it's always now the last Friday in April is Arbor Day in the state of Arizona, which is this next coming Friday, the 26th of April. So with that being said, you know, shade is a precious commodity in about any place, let alone in southern Arizona, where it gets just a tad warm. But shading your house or using a tree as a wind screen, if you're in northern Arizona, as a wind break, as a privacy, as something to provide a place to put a hammock, as something to provide habitat for wildlife, and just to enhance the beauty of your home, trees are irreplaceable. And, of course, the most important thing is oxygen. Let's not forget that.
And one tree produces 26 pounds of oxygen. Is that what I remember from
a day, I believe, yes.
From ANA?
Right.
Wow.
So lots of oxygen is needed, and they do their part. So we need trees for a lot of different reasons, let alone beauty. So this is the day that we celebrate, commemorate the planting of trees. Of course, the best time to plant one was Arbor Day 25 years ago. The second best time is right now. And we are right in the middle of a great time to plant, just about in the whole state of Arizona, as far as trees go. So if you need some ideas on where and how and what to plant, you know, we can help you with that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Seems like we mention it at least once a month, if not biweekly, but top shade tree selections.
Well, of course, depends a little bit on what part of the state you're in. But if we're talking at least Phoenix, Tucson, my favorites would be live oak, mesquite, Chinese elm, just about any of the Palo Verdes, I suppose. That's four, isn't it?
That's good. That's so good. Higher oak, in the rim.
Oak, elm, mesquite, higher in the rim. You know, of course, you know, they use a lot of the deciduous trees higher in the rim. Oh, Chinese pistachios now is on my list. So Chinese pistachio higher in the rim, you know, they've got, you know, lots of willows and birches and different kinds of elms and ash. And of course, all the conifers that they can use, the spruces and that sort of thing. You know, once we get to the higher elevations, just a lot of trees that are great for all kinds of uses. Especially in northern Arizona. So the best ones, I think, for here are the ones that fit your personal need as well. You know, depending on how much space you have. You know, we have desert landscape with rock. Well, you know, an ash tree isn't the best tree to put in a desert landscape with rock because it just needs water differently. So if you've got a lawn, you don't want to probably put a mesquite in a grass lawn. So it depends on the type of landscape you need. Do you have little kids? I took a picture. This isn't a tree, but I took a picture of a landscape in a commercial setting that's in front of a family-oriented shopping center, and they've just re-landscaped it and filled it full of agaves with, you know, all kinds of spines and points and prickles on it. So that's a lousy plant choice for that situation. So you have to take, you know, you have kids. Are they going to climb in it? Do you want to build a treehouse? Do you need shade? Do you have grass? Do you have grass? How much space do you have? A lot of our new lots aren't very big. Do you have enough room for an oak? Oaks get huge. So maybe something like a desert willow or that type of tree to a Texas ebony or shoestring acacia or something that doesn't get as big is the better tree for your situation. So you got to take a lot of things into account. It's easy to sell somebody a tree or a plant. It's a lot harder or a lot more of a process to find out what's going to suit your lifestyle, your space, and the requirements to fit that to what you really need.
And that's exactly what we're going to be talking to Matt from Chandler on here. But before we get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you just so happen to need a desert willow seedling.
Speaking of desert willows.
City of Scottsdale's Water Conservation Office is giving away free tree seedlings starting right now. Well, 12 minutes ago, 8 to 1 p.m. in Old Town Farmers Market, 2nd Street and Brown Avenue. If you just so happen to be in the need for a desert willow, you can start with the seedling. And I'm assuming you're probably going to have to bring a water bill or a driver's license, something to prove that you actually are a resident of the city. But
or, you know, slip Bill Kassenheiser a dollar. No, I shouldn't say.
Bill Kassenheiser on site.
He wouldn't.
He might take a bribe for a seedling.
No, he wouldn't. He's supposed to be saving me one.
He's going
to
be calling us here in a minute.
No, I posted a picture of a desert willow, a little different one than we have. And it smells like chocolate.
Really?
So the ladies might like it. It's called Timeless Beauty, and it's a real pretty. If you need a small tree, I'd recommend it highly.
Matt and Chandler, good morning. He's calling in about planting.
Good morning.
Right on topic. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How can we help?
Hey, I just want to say, first off, I'm a little disappointed you guys talked about trees for shade and you talked about trees for oxygen, but you didn't talk about trees that produce food, and that's what I'm calling about. So,
well, we saw your topic, and we've saved it for now, so it wouldn't be redundant. Go ahead. We're clever like that. You got to watch out for us.
You guys are really good. So, well, my question is, my wife and I just bought a house. We've actually been waiting for it for 6 months. And I've been waiting to get a garden in, waiting to get trees in, and just we are moving in next weekend, finally. And I just want to know, is it too late to plant any kinds of trees, specifically fruit trees? We're looking at apple trees, peach trees, pomegranate, probably some citrus. Are any of those, is it too late in the season to plant those, or would they all be still good if we get them in the ground in the next 2 weeks or so?
You know, citrus, I would not hesitate to plant citrus. That should be fine. Pomegranates love the heat. Figs love the heat. No issues there. I would make sure if I planted something like an apple, a peach, a plum, a pear, that it's well established in a container. I wouldn't try and plant something that's fairly new. Certainly don't plant a bare root one this late. So it's,
would
it's
a 5-gallon be too small, or should we be looking at 15 gallons?
I don't know that the size of the container it's in is the issue as much as it needs to be pretty well leafed out and pretty darn established. You don't want to go sticking something that's just been potted up, was just a bare root a few months ago, and has just a few leaves coming out this late in the season, probably in that respect. But certainly citrus, figs, pomegranates, a well-established containerized fruit trees, as long as you get them in and, of course, pay attention to them, water them, plant them properly, lots of water, shouldn't really be an issue.
Okay. Is there any extra precautions I should take because it is later in the season as far as, compost or fertilizer or shade or?
Two things that I would make sure I did on a fruit tree anytime, but especially now. Protect the trunk by painting or wrapping the trunk, and use lots of shredded bark mulch or some type of mulching on top of the ground around the base of the tree.
And that paint, that's not just your basic acrylic. There are specialty tree paints
right.
You want to make sure you're using.
And we really prefer the natural, the go natural color, so you don't have, you know, the white showing.
Unless you just want that look of the white
citrus.
Well,
yeah, there are neighborhoods where that is appropriate, yes. So.
Now, for Matt, it sounds like he's got enough room. He mentioned multiple different types of trees and varieties. If somebody doesn't have quite that much room, dwarfs are good options. What about these cocktail fruit trees?
Well, what I like better than the cocktails is to actually plant multiple trees in a common hole. So especially if you want to buy a dwarf citrus and buy a, you know, a lemon and a lime or a grapefruit and an orange or something, and actually plant them together in adjoining or holes that are right next to each other and let them grow as one tree together is much better than the multi-budded or grafted varieties, because typically it's hard to get equal amounts of fruit when you do that. You know, one variety is going to be more vigorous, or you're going to have a couple varieties that were actually budded onto the original variety, so you're just going to have one or two limbs of something. Plus, you can actually pick it yourself. You can actually do the combination yourself. Maybe you want an early peach and a late peach. You know, you can put those together. So that's a much better way than the multi-grafted or multi-budded trees, I think.
Planting multiple in one hole, and that also gives the homeowner or the resident or that area, you can do more varieties, like you were saying, if you needed a late and an early. So if you're trying to get close to a year-round produce and only have room to do six tree holes, you know, you could do, you know, 12, 18 different.
Exactly.
Technically, all
together. So you could have some citrus for your winter production, and then you can have some summer producing fruits like peaches and apricots and plums, you know, so you can have fruit pretty close to year round.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, and here for you, the Arizona homeowner, to take calls on anything about outdoor landscape, planting, gardening. When we get back, we're going to go into rabbit control at Sandy's house. It's 1-888-767-4348 on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.